I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Coming up 1 hour from now, pick six at six, you'll hear from Dan Quinn and more after day one of phase three of OTAs. Right now, time to talk about it more, though, with someone who I spent part of that practice with. It's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Mitch Tischler, co-host of the Beltway Football Podcast from Monumental Sports, of course, alongside J.P. Finley. Mitchell, hello again.
How you doing, Craig? You guys can play me in with Avicii anytime. That gets me fired up.
Nice. Add the air horns to it next time, Anthony. We got our own Mitch Tischler remix, which is really what this show is about, is making sure our guests feel nice, comfy, and at home. By the way, how terrible is your drive to Baltimore? Because my drive back in the office from Ashburn was absolutely terrible.
Oh, I mean, this is going to take me 3 hours. It's a disaster.
Yeah, instant traffic, just add water, and that is the day we are having in the DMV. Of course, Mitchell, be up there tonight. The Fever and Mystics, you can hear the Monumental Sports broadcast simulcast here on the Team 980. However, Mitchell, talking football now and what we saw today. Speaking of a sad Mitch Tischler, how sad were you that the O-line, D-line drills were as far away from us as the media as you could possibly imagine?
I took it as a personal affront that they wouldn't let me get up close and personal with the O-line and D-line with the big guys over there. But from afar, I could use my 2020 long-term vision and get a couple glimpses of what was happening over there. And it was good to see Josh Connerly out there running around. It was good to see Brandon Coleman working a little bit at guard over there and seeing those guys do what they do.
I was going to say, so what did you see? I also tried to watch a little bit over there, but ultimately defaulted to the things that were mostly happening in front of me. Obviously, we only got 7-on-7. There's no 11-on-11. There's no pads. But what did you see, even in just terms of where everybody's working with Connerly, with Coleman, with that offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, certainly one thing that stands out, and it's a Dan Quinn staple, is those rookies don't necessarily get those first team reps. They don't necessarily get the reps. And you know, let's be honest, we're at an OTA here. There's no pads. For O-line, it's mostly, hand placement work and foot placement and steps and all those different things. They don't get into a whole lot of lining up 5-on-5 and doing a whole lot. So you're really kind of trying to read who's lining up next to who in the two-man drills. And Brandon Coleman spent a lot of time over there playing guard, both on the left and the right side, but more so on the left side there. And you saw Trent Scott getting those first team left tackle reps with Wiley getting the quote-unquote first team right tackle reps. Now, obviously, Connerly got plenty of work in there as well. But one thing I love to see, and, anyone who played, freshman high school football, went through it, but when it was Wiley's turn to go in the one-on-one drills, he was up against Josh Connerly, who was holding the pads for him. When they were doing the double team work with, guard and tackle, you saw Connerly having to hold the pads for what we, would assume are the starters or the guys who would be getting the first team reps work. So it was, you know, there's not a ton that you can take away from O-line here when they're running around in shorts and a T-shirt. And, you know, I don't like that I didn't see Laremy Tunsil there a lot. Obviously, it's voluntary. He can skip it all he wants. You know, for these guys who are new to the team, I'd like to see them spend more time around the team, get to know everybody. All that being said, they have, you know, tons of work coming up between, you know, the mandatory camps and when we get to training camp and obviously through the season to get all that stuff worked out. And because they're just in shorts and a T-shirt, it's not the end of the world that he wasn't there.
So I agree on the Tunsil part of it. Like, you'd like to see everybody there. Like, being there is better than not being there. How much does it actually move the needle in the fall? I don't think that much for a guy like Tunsil. Same thing, frankly, for Lattimore and for Terry McLaurin. That said, Mitchell, one of the things I have spent mental energy thinking about today and a little bit of time on the show today is thinking, like, okay, well, why are they not there and what's it going to take to get them there? Do you foresee any kind of contract shenanigans with Marshawn Lattimore or Laremy Tunsil? Or are these just vets who are like, this is voluntary, I don't want to go?
You know, it's kind of tough to speculate on that because for all we know, you know, there was a wedding, there was a, you know, a graduation, a birthday, or, you know, whatever may be happening in those guys' lives. And it is voluntary, so I don't want to really go too far down, you know, that matrix. To me, when we get to the mandatory minicamp in 2 weeks, if those guys aren't there, then I think we have to kind of start asking real questions. You know, Laremy Tunsil, if he wants a new contract or wants more, you know, money, he's at least proven it on the football field that he deserves it. Certainly not in the burgundy and gold yet, but we've seen it over the years from him. You know, he's a star player. Marshawn Lattimore has no leg to stand on, no pun intended, when it comes to, you know, trying to ask for more money or a different contract or guaranteed money. I mean, quite frankly, you know, you and I talked about it a little on the sideline, but heading into the draft, you know, there are needs across this team. This isn't a team that, you know, is purely picking best player available because, you know, they're kind of ready to go with what they got. That cornerback room to me is one of the most troublesome groups on this roster because there's an expectation that Marshawn Lattimore is going to return to his at least Pro Bowl form, or there's a hope there. But if he doesn't, you know, that corner room before Trey Amos came in doesn't have a whole lot of names in there that would inspire confidence for you. And I think when I look at the corner group, you know, if you have a front four that gets after the quarterback really well, maybe you can get away with a little bit of a weaker secondary / corner contingency. But they clearly, you know, put an emphasis on wanting to stop the run, figure out how to be better against the run, which I think is very important. But because of that, the expectation has to be, at least from, you know, the secondary coaches and players, that they're going to have to cover longer. And the fact that corner situation is as thin as it is troublesome. Now, all that being said, Trey Amos, I thought, looked very, very good today. And, you know, as good as you can look in an OTA, I think that he carries himself well. I think you saw some of the traits that this coaching staff wants to see out of him. We saw him with one interception and a second near interception on the sideline. You saw him running step for step with receivers on both deep routes, comebacks, outs, slants, crosses across the board. I mean, you know, I think you saw a lot of what you'd like to see out of a player running around in shorts and a T-shirt in, you know, 7-on-7 drills. But at the end of the day, I'm much more, I would say, maybe worried or frustrated by Lattimore not being there than I am either Terry or Tunsil, for that matter. So it'll be interesting to see when we get to mandatory stuff in 2 weeks where these guys draw the line, if they're even trying to draw a line in the sand, or if we're just reacting to what we're seeing in front of us today.
Mitch Schisler, co-host Beltway Football Podcast, with us. Do you feel like Quinn should have just said something then? Or sometimes I feel like it's smart for coaches, execs, whoever, to get out ahead of stuff and fill the void that with the truth. That way it's not, you know, everyone's not speculating. Sometimes it's like, whatever, do whatever you want. I don't really care. Like, did Quinn, I don't say do, like that feels way too talk radio-y, talk TV, like nonsense to me. But like, do you think that there is a responsibility to like fill the void here, or do we just wait and see what happens and it is what it is?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Dan Quinn and honestly this coaching staff have enough equity built in where I don't think we could take them to town for something along this. And at the end of the day, it very well could be much ado about nothing. I mean, you know, once we get to the mandatory stuff, you can kind of start digging into it a little bit more. Could Dan Quinn have squashed it and made it a absolute non-story by saying, you know, whatever the reason was for folks not being there? Sure. But at the same time, the more Dan Quinn talks about it, the more breath he breathes into the story, the more, you know, the more that folks can, you know, pick apart his wording, how he said it, and all those different things and create, you know, make this a bigger deal than it is. Certainly because it happened in front of us today on our first, you know, OTA day, really being out there and seeing the group, I think, you know, it's going to create a little bit of a storyline amongst, you know, media and fans and folks around the league. But at the end of the day, you know, I think we have to, you know, look at this in a bigger picture situation where, you know, this is voluntary. Players do have the option to miss these things. Do we want them there? Sure. But at the end of the day, you know, if the coaches aren't bothered by it, if the coach isn't outwardly bothered by it, then until we start seeing it be, you know, impacting important parts of this offseason, I don't know that we should read too much into it.
I think that's probably right. And I think it also depends on what the truth is. If Tunsil or Lattimore is asking, like, if there's a contract situation and I'm Dan Quinn, I don't want to talk about that. So I'm just going, it's voluntary. They don't have to be here. Next question. And you okay. Hey, well, he didn't say whether it was or it wasn't. If they have something that's not contractual and you just know, oh, he's working on his own. It's just, this is what he does this time of year. If it's Laramie Tunsil, like, I don't mind answering that. I think you have to be flexible with these things. But alas, we wait till next week and maybe we ask Dan specifically why they're not there if they're not there next week. Again, Mitch Tischler is with us, co-host of the Beltway Football Podcast. Amos's big day was definitely the big thing that I walked away with, Mitchell. Was outside of Amos, what was the big story for you today or the big takeaway that as you're walking to your car through the rain today that you're like, huh, that was interesting. That's worth chewing on a little bit.
I thought Mikey Sanders still looked fantastic. And it's weird to say that in an OTA, but working mostly out of the slot today, didn't do a whole lot on the outside. He was physical. He was quick. He had a number of PBUs. There was a really nice play with Debo Samuel running kind of a little square in out of the slot. And Debo used a little bit of his size. I mean, you know, again, not in pads. So, you know, they're not going, you know, they're not trying to kill each other. But Debo's a load of a receiver and a big square body. And Mikey did a great job of absorbing the contact and then getting out in front of them and, you know, almost having to come back to the ball to break up that little in pattern. And I just, you know, we saw a lot of really good stuff out of Sanders still last year. And I had no doubt that he was going to continue to grow and build and get better as his NFL career continued. But to make a statement like that, you know, in your first OTA and as, you know those offensive and defensive players like to bark at each other a little bit. And Mikey's not the biggest trash talker in the world, but his play certainly allows some of those other guys to get loud. And it creates great competition and it's a lot of fun. And quite frankly, it makes everybody better from quarterback to receiver to, you know, the defensive side of the ball. So that was great to see.
If you had 10 questions to ask Jaden Daniels, how many of them would you have spent on the sides of his arms?
Listen, the Commanders' social media crew did him quite a favor with the picture they put out of him looking huge. And granted, if you were to sit there and, you know, flex on him, I bet those biceps pop a little bit. Seeing him in person, he definitely looks a little stronger, a little bit bigger. Certainly below the belt, he looks, you know, put together a little more thick, as the kids like to say. But I don't know that he's this. I don't know that it's this totally transformed body. But I will tell you, coming off of 1 year ago, talking about Emmanuel Forbes gaining 17 pounds in the offseason and all of that talk, if you were to tell me that Jaden Daniels gained 17 pounds, I wouldn't question you that much. And so I thought it's good to see that he's clearly putting in the work and, you know, trying to grow that body and become a little bit more durable. But, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, I think, said it best in that he's still kind of scrawny, and that's just kind of the body shape that he has.
Yes, and that didn't stop 85 questions in Jaden's press conference today from being about – sorry to go back to it, but may I ask another question about if you got jacked or not? Very, very funny. I thought Jaden handled it well, including when he ran away at the end.
Right. He's just so cool, calm, and collected. It's part of, you know, when we talk about this NFL schedule, you know, big picture with all the primetime games and all that, like, those are games that, you know, not taking any shots at Kirk Cousins here, but, you know, those are games that not every player always gets up for or is able to handle kind of the, not just the pressure, but the change in schedule of the week, the later game, the sleep schedule, all those different things that happen. And what we've seen out of Jaden from the time he was drafted until now just further emphasizes the fact that he's pretty unflappable and nothing really gets to him. And, you know, we've seen first round top five draft picks spend off seasons, you know, doing the publicity tours and going on different game shows and missing OTAs and stuff like that because they had photo shoots or commercial spots or whatever it may be. And even though Jaden is the talk of the town, the toast of the town in the NFL, and you're seeing him, you know, being promoted left, right, and center, he has the Nike commercial, he has, you know, all these things happening for him. Clearly, with the work that he put in the weight room, he's putting in the work. And then the fact that, you know, he's here leading the guys at a, you know, voluntary OTA, it's just, you know, everything about him speaks professional, speaks, you know, NFL, long-term NFL successful storyline. And I think that, you know, as he continues to mature and continue on in his career, he's going to be a discussion point. He's going to be an example of how to carry yourself, how to handle fame, publicity, stardom, all those different things. And I am just beyond thankful that we're talking about him in the burgundy and gold.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Mitch Tischler, co-host of the Beltway Football Podcast with us here on the Hoffman Show. Mitch, you have covered this team for a long time. You've seen a lot of dudes roll through here. Have you ever seen a big dude who makes other big dudes look small, quite like Javon Kinlaw? Seeing him in person today broke my brain a little bit. Like, I knew he was huge. I knew he was powerful. I knew all that. I knew he moved really well. Seeing it in person was different. Were you also struck by that?
Both him and Dietrich Wise are enormous human beings. And I had a couple minutes to talk to Dietrich, and he has a heck of a handshake over there. The only other player that really reminds me of, like, a big guy who makes other big guys look not quite as big was Ty Insecki when he was here.
Yeah, that's a great pull.
But big picture-wise, I talked about a little bit with the defensive line. You know, I think that this front office and this coaching staff put a premium on finding big body guys who are going to be able to slow down the run. Because quite frankly, if I find myself in a NFL football game and it's my quarterback against yours, I don't know how many other quarterbacks in the NFL I'm taking over Jaden Daniels. And so as a defense, if you're able to you know, shut down that run a little bit, and you're able to stop the run with mostly the front four, you know, and front maybe six if you include, you know, a couple interior linebackers, that creates a lot of opportunity for a defense to be successful. And while I don't necessarily think that there's a guy that I can pinpoint that's going to have maybe double-digit sacks or, you know, have a big-time breakout season getting after the quarterback, at first glance at an OTA, in shorts and a T-shirt, I think you're looking at a D-line that is going to be much more stout against the run. And I think that's something that this coaching staff wanted to make happen, and they went out and got players to do that.
Next week, back again, Joe Witt Jr. will speak, I believe, next week. And then I think there's one more voluntary. And then actually, no, it's next week's voluntary. And then the mandatory is coming up mid-June. So when you go back next week, Mitchell, what's the thing that you want to double click on after getting your first click in this week? What's the thing where you're like, I want to watch that thing that I saw a little bit, a lot more of, to try to glean more intel?
Yeah, I mean, I guess kind of two things. I'll start defensively, because we're going to talk to Joe Witt Jr. To me, and maybe I'm too high on Trey Amos, I don't know if that's possible or if that's the case, but you know, we've seen these corners in Joe Witt / Dan Quinn defenses, you know, pop almost out of nowhere or a little unexpectedly with interception numbers, with kind of dominance on the outside. And when I look at Trey, when they drafted him to now, having seen him play pretty well, obviously in a 7-on-7 scenario, I'm wondering, you know, what they think his ceiling is. Kind of, are they looking at him? Do they think that this rookie season could be a Trayvon Diggs-esque, you know, rookie season where kind of, you know, a little unexpectedly he goes out and competes for the lead in the NFL in interceptions? And how much of a kind of shutdown corner can he be? Because today, more than, you know, you look at the numbers, some guys can run real fast, and then when you see them on the field, you know, that speed doesn't always necessarily translate. With Amos, I saw the speed that I wanted to see. I saw the physicality, at least as much as you can show in an OTA there. And I think Joe Witt, I got to believe that Joe Witt and Dan Quinn are pretty excited about it. And then offensive side of the ball, I mean, you look at this receiving room, and, you know, outside of Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, we can probably nail down a couple other guys that are going to be there. I kind of forgot about Noah Brown. He's been kind of, you know, he's been overlooked since, you know, obviously didn't play the back end of last year, but he's looked, you know, he played really well last year. I think when he got hurt, he led the NFL in pass interference yards against him. You know, he's a guy who did a really good job of going downfield and using his body to either make big catches or get penalties. You know, I look at a Luke McCaffrey who, you know, I think one thing that that Cliff Kingsbury talked about was him playing a little bit freer because he can, you know, he knows the offense a little bit better. This wide receiver room is going to be a real battle when we get to training camp. You know, Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne, you know, Shakori Brooks. I mean, there are a bunch of dudes there who, you know, can easily, you know, make rosters. And then on top of it, you have Jalen Lane, who to me, I think is an interesting player in that I feel like he's almost a little bit of an insurance policy for Deebo Samuel if Deebo ends up walking next year, because what we saw last year from Jalen at Virginia Tech, I think you can kind of compare to a lot of things that Deebo has done in the passing game in his NFL career. And, you know, I want to see Jalen Lane's speed. I want to click in a little further and see how crisp those routes are and how he works against either press coverage, against you know, back off man, against zone. I want to see the way that he's able to kind of, you know, find openings to get the ball. And then the biggest thing with him is he has the speed on paper. We haven't seen him necessarily be a huge deep threat from college. So I want to see how he tracks the ball on the deep balls. I want to see how he uses his body, you know, to go up and get those 50-50 balls 20 yards down the field, 30 yards down the field, because we know that Jaden Daniels has the ability to make those great throws, but he also has the fearlessness to throw those 50-50 balls and allow his guys to get up and go get it. So Jalen Lane is really a guy that I want to spend a little more time watching and kind of get a feel for where I think he can fit into this offense, because he can do a lot of different things. And obviously, you know, in the special teams, punt return is going to be a big part of it, but I want to see more speed downfield. I want to see them stretching the field, not just sideline to sideline, but end zone to end zone. And Jalen Lane, at least on paper with his speed, seems to be the type of guy that can do that.
For sure. There's a couple routes today where he just ate up ground. You're like, oh, there it is. There's the speed. But doing it against full defenses is, and with dudes in the way is obviously a very different thing. Mitch Tischler, Beltway Football Podcast. Check it out wherever you get your pods. He and JP Finley. Mitchell, good to see you today, my friend. And I presume I'll see you next week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Always good to have you. And by the way, safe travels on however much is left in your torturous trip to Baltimore.
Thank you.
It's Mitch Tischler, everybody, on his way to Baltimore here on the Team 980. When we get back, it's a little bit of a switch gears from the football. We'll get back to the football at 6 with a pick 6 at 6. You'll hear from Quinn. You'll hear from Kingsbury. You'll hear from Jaden Daniels. But 5:45, we'll take a look back at the Eastern Conference Finals from last night, our only chance to talk hoops today. And then next, Mike Rizzo was on the Sports Junkies this morning. And you know, if this show is talking Nationals, it's kind of a big deal. Something big must have happened. Ken Rosenthal, one of the premier baseball reporters and writers out there, wrote a piece in The Athletic saying the Nationals have become one of Major League Baseball's bottom feeders. Rizzo responded. You'll hear it if you missed it this morning with the Junks next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.